We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock number one qualifier, Greg Anderson. His pass of 6.564 at 210.44 miles per hour during the Q4 secured his spot. Greg, kind of talk about your success today.
Well, it was a great day. First of all, beautiful day out there. It's just, if you could draw up a day like this for racing, this is it. And the fans are loving it. We're loving it. It's just fun to race on a day like this. Low humidity, low temperature. Doesn't seem like we're in Chicago. So very, very nice day. So we made the most of it. We made two really great runs today and ended up with a number one spot. And, kind of a funny weekend so far. It started off real good yesterday, but just like I expected to happen, Tanner Gray went to the pole last night. And I told Johnny the night before, I says, I think we're all going to be racing for second place this weekend because Terry's going to have her hand on Tanner's hole, on Tanner's race car this weekend. And I guarantee he's going to get it done for her. So we're probably racing for second, but you know what? Second will feel like a win to me. And he got that pole last night, and I says, exactly what I expected to happen. And it's just the way it's going to be this week. But he made a couple mistakes today. He didn't, but the race car just didn't run like it's supposed to today, so he ended up losing the pole. But he'll be great tomorrow, and no doubt about it. And it's going to be a special weekend. And we're definitely all here to honor Terry Chandler, great lady. Everybody knows all about her, so I feel very close to her, and it's just a sad, sad week. We wish she could be here, but we're all going to race for her and act like she was here. So great weekend, and I got a great race car. Tanner's got a great race car, a lot of other great race cars in this class right now, so it'll be a battle royal tomorrow, and I'm going to do the best I can, but if I were to make a prediction, I think I know what I'd predict tomorrow.
You've been a force at this track for quite a while, a defender here. What makes this place special?
You know, it's funny because I love this racetrack. Beautiful facility. I love the stadium atmosphere like this has got. It's a great pro stock racetrack, and I have struggled here. It's the first place I've ever actually wrecked a car. I flipped my car over here back in 2002. Had a lot of years where I just could not win at this racetrack, and it was the last racetrack on the circuit that I couldn't win at, and I finally got it done a few years back, and I was able to win again last year. So monkey's off the back. There's nothing to not like about it anymore. I love coming here. I love the facility, and it's just a feel-good pro stock racetrack. So great, great starting line that you can use every bit of power you've got when you come here. You don't have to tiptoe down this racetrack. Use every bit of power you've got, and it's just fun as a driver to come here and race. So it's just it's a feel-good racetrack, and so far this weekend's just been right on the money.
When you see a young driver like Tanner Gray come up and do well instantly, does it give you a sense of hope that the class is going to survive the issues we're having now and continue to be part of that?
Absolutely. We all know we need young talent to come into the sport period, not just this class, but into the sport period. And Tanner's a great, great addition. He's going to be a great driver, great kid, and hopefully that'll attract more yet. There's plenty of young kids out there that just need an opportunity, and I'm sure they'd have a blast running in this class. So I look forward to it. I think, yes, we've got some struggles right now, but I think there's some things we can do going forward that'll make it better, and Tanner's certainly going to help that project, and he shows what can be done out there. When you're a young kid and you've got enthusiasm like him, you've got natural talent like he's got, and no fear, absolutely no fear, you can go a long way. So it's going to be a special year for him, and we're going to have our hands full trying to hold him off, but it's going to be fun trying. I'm not exactly young anymore, so it's fun. It's a lot of fun getting to lock handles with a young kid like that who's deadly on a Christmas tree, and you just know going up there, you've got to find something special or you're going to get waxed. So it's a neat deal, and it's what the sport needs, and he's the first step of it, and hopefully a whole lot more to come.
When you've had a couple of seasons where you just seem to win everything, and even though you didn't win the title last year, that was one of them. But having said that, when there is parity with the class, is that more fun for you as a competitor to know that I may not get past first round tomorrow?
It may not be more fun as you're going through it, because your heart's just ripped out every time you go up there. You think you're an underdog every time you go up there, because everybody you line up against can beat you, easily beat you. And you feel like an underdog, and you got to dig down, so you're stressed, your veins are popping out of your head, and you're trying to do something special every time you go up there. It's harder to race, but yet at the end of the day, if you get it done, if you go four rounds and get it done, it's a way better feeling. Last year we had a lot of fun, but don't get me wrong, it was kind of an unstressful year, because most of the time when we rolled up there, we had confidence that if we don't screw up, we should be able to win this round. You don't have that confidence anymore. It's just every round you go up there, it's anybody can win. So very hard on the heart, but definitely feels good at the end of the day when you get her done.
How close to perfection do you think you're going to have to be tomorrow to take on the Wally?
You're going to have to be very, very close. That run right there that I made right there was as close to perfection as you can get. And usually us drivers are kind of a little bit whiny. We never make that perfect run. That one was pretty close right there. That last run I made was pretty doggone close. And I really felt good going down the racetrack. I kind of talked to myself going, when I got her in high gear, I think I got the pole on this one. And you don't know, honestly. You don't have a time clock in your car, but it felt that good. If somebody beat that one, they did a special job. So my crew chief, Rob Downing, he hit the bullseye on that one. He did a great job. And when they're like that, they're easy to drive. You've got plenty of time to watch that shift light and concentrate so you don't miss shifts because of what the car did. So it just, the car makes the driver a better driver.
All right. Best of luck tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
For